Dr. Saber sitting in office note on patient Jamal Garrick, G-A-R-R-I-C-K, Jamal, J-A-M-A-I-L. Date of birth is 7/4/1970. Date of service is 9/11/2023. Preparing of the patient is a 53-year-old African-American female. Referred to see me by Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine per paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: history of hypertension for years. Next, history of systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, for more than 25 years. Next, history of COVID-19 times one time. Period. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She works at U of H as an international counselor, period. Allergy, she's allergic to tetracycline, causes headache. She's allergic to ACE inhibitors, causes angioedema. Period, family history, father, family history is unknown. Mother had ovarian cancer. She has one brother, one sister, healthy. Period, paragraph review of system reveals. No headaches. She does have arthritis pain in her knees and ankles, for which she takes Tylenol arthritis. She denies any shortness of breath. She did have one episode of chest pain. She was, she thought this is a flare of her lupus, and that resolved when she took a solimedrol dose pack, period. She complains of heartburn on and off, no nausea, no vomiting, no constipation, no diarrhea. She does have nocturia times 3, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying. She does have urgent incontinence at times. She is postmenopausal. Her last menstrual period was years ago. Period. She does have leg swelling on and off for the last 6 months. Period. Paragraph. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunizations for COVID-19. She received 2 shots of the COVID-19 injections. Period. Paragraph. Current medications reviewed include hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, hydroxychloroquine 200 mg daily, metoprednisone 4 mg tablets, and period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupil jam, reactive to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular tension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no muscleness 2, no amateur, no friction of her lungs, activity, auscultation, no crackles, always is heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no gary, rebound, or rigidity, paragraph. Extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin, as conventional in your exam is not a photograph. Pure paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. Iron stores are normal. Namely, her TSAT is 22%. Period. White count 5.3, hemoglobin is 8.9, MCV is 90, platelet count 384, total cholesterol 166, triglycerides 148, HDL 30, LDL 109, BUN 40, creatinine 1.65, glucose 88, potassium is 5.3, calcium 8.8, albumin 3.5, normal liver enzymes, GFR is 37 milliliters per minute, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. She has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension and SLE. We need to rule out lupus nephritis. Also in the differential is hypertensive nephrosclerosis. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension uncontrolled in the office and at home. I'm going to add nifedipine 60 mg at bedtime and bisoprolol 5 mg in AM in addition to her hydrochlorothiazide. She's going to keep her blood pressure low for me to review. Next visit, period. Next diagnosis, metabolic acidosis, we are going to start sodium bicarbonate. Next, hyperkalemia secondary to decreased kidney function and to metabolic acidosis, expect improvement. Low potassium that have been provided, handouts have been provided to patient. Pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pont, for allowing to participate in your patient's care. I will follow up closely with you. I'll see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Pont.